Listening to Cap'n J. Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap'n J. Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
That's why I see immigration.
Shot. No shot. With Cap'n J. Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see.
Hey, Shot, No Shot, brought to you by the amazing people at PointsBet Sportsbook. Are you thinking about dipping your toes into the wagering world? Well, guess what? If you want to do that right now, thanks, Governor, you have to register in person. Well, the only one that has a registration opportunity in the Chicago area, three different places, Crestwood, Prospect Heights, or Hawthorne Racecourse in the city, is PointsBet. Go to PointsBet, download the PointsBet app, stop by one of those three locations. You just got to geolocate in a parking lot, and you're registered. It's a way around it. There you go. PointsBet. It's awesome. Tyler.
No, Dan, get off of the governor. That's your buddy, for God's sakes.
And be caller 10 right now.
One time for 8 seconds.
Be caller 10 right now for a chance to win that PointsBet prize pack as well.
$100 in Hawthorne on-site waiters, another 100 PointsBet waiters, which... You can put a nice big parlay together, get it, hit it, and there's a lot of cash there.
What's that number, Tyler?
312-332-3776.
Regular line.
Boy, doesn't that feel good, Tyler, to give that phone number? I know. I set you up just so you can give that number. You're post-coital now.
Sure does.
You bursted your phone call cherry there.
There you go.
Oh, God.
The guy that gave that number is a Syracuse grad.
That's right. That's why I was professionally
done. $70,000 a year, and you gave that number perfectly.
All right. You don't have to do that. Leave him alone. He's having a tough football season. Go ahead, Tyler.
The Orange suck.
Yeah, it's a tough sledding out there. All right, gentlemen, the NBA's 75th anniversary team has been fully released. And what a list it is. There's a lot of conversation surrounding it right now. But I think one of the hottest names of omissions has been Klay Thompson. Shot or no shot, he is the most disrespected in the omissions of the NBA 75th anniversary list.
That's a shot. This guy's a beast of a player, man. And there's some old school names on there. Hoodie threw up Bill Sharman in our meeting this morning.
Never mind about Bill Sharman. Just go ahead. Just give it.
Bill Sharman can't be eliminated from that list because he's the guy that invented the shoot around, the morning shoot around.
All right. Now, as far as the modern names, I would say shot that Klay Thompson, if Steph Curry's there, shouldn't Klay Thompson be there? Right?
Well, Steph's at a different level.
But there's Splash Brothers, not Splash Brothers.
If Dame Lillard's on that list. Cap, Dame Lillard's on that list. Him or Klay Thompson?
Dame.
Okay, simple enough. I disagree. I'd rather have Klay on that list than Dame.
How about Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis should not be on that list. I mean, him writhing in pain 5 times a year. I mean, they got to take him, pick him up like a little baby giraffe every time. Come on now. Now, I'm not disrespecting Chicago's own Anthony Davis, but my God, stay healthy, man. You know what Barkley calls him? Street clothes. That's what he calls him. If street clothes can play well, like who's and EJ's like Ernie Johnson's like, who's street clothes? Anthony Davis. He's always in street clothes.
That's my favorite Chuck thing is where he says something acting like everyone in the room knows what it is.
Correct.
And then someone follows up and asks, usually Phenomenal. EJ, and then acts
the
like
way,
it was casual.
Barkley has the Bulls in the top 5 in the East.
No shot.
And last night they asked Shaq, okay, if it's Milwaukee and Brooklyn, 1-2-2-1. Who's number 3 best team in the East? Shaquille O'Neal said, Chicago Bulls.
All right, no shot. Go ahead, Tyler.
Take that.
All right, the Blackhawks dropped another one last night, and Jeremy Colleton, a lot of questions surrounding him. So shot or no shot, Jeremy Colleton sees November as the head coach of this Blackhawks team.
Shot. Absolutely. He's the David Ross of the Blackhawks.
Oh, stop.
Leave him alone. You know what this is. The Hawks are in transition, just like the Cub. So you know what? Let Colleton stay. You think if you change the coach that the team's going to be better? I mean, you still got to find your longtime answer goaltender. You got to find better defensemen. So just like the Blackhawks need to be, just like the Cubs need to find like 7 new players, including pitching, leave him alone.
Okay, hold on a second.
Look at his watch. Look at his suit. Let's go, boys.
Okay, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to come right at you.
This is a big boy market. This is not the Pony League, the Colt League.
Right.
I'm holding you accountable. This is Chicago,
right,
not Toledo.
Right.
Dude, this is the first time in almost 22 years that they've started a season as badly as they're starting now.
Yep.
You're going to blame David Ross, so they got rid of all his guys. Colleton, they gave 90-some million to Seth Jones. He ain't good enough.
Yep.
They got a big contract to Marc-Andre Fleury. He hadn't been good enough. That team sucks.
Yeah.
And you're not going to hold Colleton at fault, but David Ross, who won the division a year ago, is going to be held accountable?
He got to the playoffs just like Colleton did.
No.
Take that.
He won a division.
No, they both got to the playoffs, though. Does the postseason matter? It does matter. The Hawks and the Cubs both got to the postseason.
You're so better than this.
Well, they did. Did they not? Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, take that. The one in the bubble, they create.
No.
We need some ratings here. It's COVID. Nobody can go to the game. Hey, right, put Chicago. It's a big market.
They were in the postseason, though.
Not winning a division.
Well, it didn't matter. You get to the postseason or not.
Rossi's my guy.
That's the problem.
I don't keep in touch with him.
No, that's the problem, though. You're defending him.
Yes, because I think he's good.
Right. You didn't defend Renteria like that. I wonder why. Yeah, exactly.
Because I didn't think he was that good.
Well, and Ross is.
Yes.
And he's proved it by how? Because that locker room, because they're playing the right way with Schwindel. Are you get out of here with that. Get out of here with that. No, let Colleton stay because you knew they were crap on a stick before the season, the Blackhawks.
And the same thing
with the Cubs,
too. But were they? I mean, they did all that off-season transformation. They didn't. It wasn't like they came in with no expectations this year.
They all thought they were going to playoffs this year.
They did nothing to improve that defense. Those guys are suspects out there. I don't care who's in goal. They're suspects defensively.
Agreed, and that team stinks. And if they lose Sunday at home to Detroit, who's getting better, don't sleep on Detroit. They're getting better. They're not great. If they come in here and beat the Hawks' ass, go look at that schedule. You guys pull that schedule up and see where they're going on the road. Carolina and these others, you may be looking at 0-8, 1-8, 1-9.
And Tyler, I just want to give you just a little pearl of wisdom here. Just with the shaking hand. Let me give you a little pearl of wisdom. Never confuse activity with accomplishment in the offseason.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Tyler, with the shaking hand. You see that, Cap?
All right. Spirited hockey conversation on this Friday morning.
You see that with the shaking?
This is the Blackhawks.
Yeah. Mike Thomas was there, though, yesterday.
He was?
Yeah. Hi. They lost again. All right. Go ahead, guys.
Glad you bought those season tickets, kid.
Go ahead, Tyler.
All right. So Rick Hahn still has not done a postseason address after the White Sox were eliminated from the playoffs. Shot or no shot? Something's up on the South Side right now.
It's amazing. This is Cap. You could look at the calendar. Cap and I were talking about this time last year.
Right.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
It's like, how come Rick hasn't spoken about the White Sox? What's going on there? And then Renteria was fired. I speculated. I said, it's interesting. No conversation about the manager. And guess what? Renteria got fired. I find it very curious that Rick has not spoken about the White Sox offseason. Is he still stewing?
Or does he have something up his sleeve?
Well, if there's movement, that'll be in the winter. But just speak on the team. Where's the state of the address? Where's the state of the state?
We're hoping that he joins the Cap J. Hood show next week.
Oh, he'll do it here.
I'm hoping.
Instead.
I'm hoping.
Oh, okay.
We are your home for White Sox baseball.
I find it fascinating that he has not spoken. I mean, it's October 22nd. Still pissed. Maybe he needs to just cool off, Tyler. Maybe just needed like...
Well, he had all those in-season addresses. Is he pulling the Ryan Pace now where he's just going to do everything in-season, nothing in the off-season?
No, he'll eventually speak. I just find it interesting that it didn't happen right after the Sox were eliminated. Now, last time this happened, Cap and I were speculating, and then Renteria was fired, which I thought was going to happen.
Correct.
But this is interesting. Maybe he has it here, and then all of a sudden, all the outlets have to plug into our show to find out what Rick thinks.
Ooh, he's out with Cap J. Hood.
Wow, let's plug in.
There you go.
So we'll see.
Hoping. Tyler.
All right. Last one I got for you here. Last night, Thursday Night Football, the Browns took down the Broncos. Case Keenum went in. Solid quarterback play. Just steadied the ship for that Browns team. Shot or no shot? And by the way, all broadcast long, all you heard about, Case Keenum, Kevin Stefanski, and the relationship that they have,
that's
right?
Because he was really good in Minnesota under Stefanski's offense.
So, shot or no shot, Case Keenum gives the Browns just as good, if not a better chance, to get into the playoffs as Baker Mayfield.
Well, an injured Baker Mayfield who admitted last night to the media that he will need offseason shoulder surgery on his non-throwing shoulder. He's got a broken bone in the non-throwing arm and a partially torn labrum.
It's a fracture in there.
Correct. Mitch had to play with the harness on, and then after he had surgery, admitted how hard it is to play with a harness on your non-throwing shoulder. He said, yeah, it's a non-throwing, but everything you do is restricted because of that harness.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a shot Case Keenum gives him a better chance
but
to win. I just don't think they can win a Super Bowl.
Sake of conversation, a healthy Baker versus Case Keenum and his relationship with Stefanski.
I would take Baker.
So would I.
And I would like the ability for them to run the football as effectively they did, too. You know, as good as Keenum was in spots, at least they ran the football effectively with D'Ernest Young. Nope. That's D'Ernest Johnson.
Correct.
D'Ernest Young, isn't that it's a law firm, right?
Ernst & Young would be an accounting firm.
It is?
Yes. Ernst & Young.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not D'Ernest Johnson?
No.
Okay. Guess I was mistaken there.
Tyler.
How about also last night, another great example of why the running back position is so expendable. Uh-huh. I mean, we're seeing with the Bears, seeing with the Browns.
You're crossing a lot of weight in there.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Not again, we put it in perspective. No, you do not pay top dollar through the nose for a running back. We've made that very clear. We also said that you don't have to go to the top of the draft to get a running back anymore.
Correct.
But the idea that running backs are a dime a dozen is BS.
Agreed.
Now I'll even go this far. I'll go this far. What do you want to take care of financially on the offensive side of the football? Quarterback, offensive line.
Yep.
And then your skill position guys. Now, correct, however that falls, either your wide receiver, tight end, or maybe even the tight end before the wide receivers and running backs,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that running backs don't matter in the NFL is BS. Now, you have to have a good line, obviously, but not anybody can have the shimmy and the shake to be able to get the yards that you want.
Correct.
Just because you see Khalil Herbert doing it doesn't mean that every running back can do that with a good offensive line.
Correct. And doesn't mean he could do it every week either.
That is correct, Tyler. So, again, I'll go that far with you. Take care of the quarterback. Take care of the offensive line. If next is a tight end, if you can find a special one, fine. Wide receiver, fine. But the idea that you just roll in just some clown off of running back you, that doesn't work for me.
All right. We will get back to your calls. What will make Sunday a success for the Bears? With Hoodie, with Eric, and Yerk sitting there answering the calls. I'm David Kaplan, 312-332-3776. We'll be right back. Take that.
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood, our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
With Hoodie, I'm Cap. What will make Sunday a success for the beloved? Is it win or you failed? That's my mantra always. What if Justin has a tremendous day and you look and go, wow, the offense scored 30 points, but they lost? Are you okay with that? Are you not okay with that? I mean, how are you judging this game against that guy, Tom Brady? 312-332-3776. Dan Weider just tweeted, among the Bucs players yet to practice this week, Lavonte David, Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, Jason Pierre-Paul, and Richard Sherman all have not made it to the practice field. So we'll see how this whole thing shakes out on Sunday. It's a 325 kick, and we get Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on CBS. And then my friend Lance Briggs with Olin Krutz, Alex Brown, and me on the football after show on NBC Sports Chicago. As soon as that game goes final, flip over, because Lance will address Eddie Jackson firing on him after the game last week.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
Jim Nantz and Tony Romo.
Take that.
Here we go, Jim.
That's it.
See how that works.
Ooh.
Here we go, Jim.
All right, Paul's in
Orland.
Tony?
Touchdown, Brady.
Paul in Orland Park. What's up, Sparkles?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, I think the Bears will win if Allen Robinson gets separation and gets plays like he has in the past. There's something wrong with him. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's quarterback play. I don't know if it's play calling. Could be both. But he's not getting that separation that he used to.
I think you might have nailed both. I think it's both. Like, we were talking about Robinson this morning in our meeting, and we were trying to determine whether or not Robinson's a top 20 wide receiver in the NFL. And I said, yeah. I mean, 20 is top 20. Like, I had him top, you know what, Paul? I had him top 10 at 10 or 11 for a long time, but I couldn't hold on anymore because it maybe it's not even his fault as much as it is just like the offense is just not predicated to long balls, long deep threats. So I don't know.
Yeah, I do not think he's a top 20 guy. And I'm not trying to be negative on the guy. I think he's a good player. He's just not elite. He's not.
And I have another. I have an answer to that question you asked. Would I take tickets from Cap at the 50-yard line,
or sit on your couch,
watch the game in the basement?
Yeah,
yeah. I'd take the tickets. I'd sell them on StubHub, and then I'd stay home and watch the.
You're better than that. You're the man. Have a great weekend, Paul. See you, see you, buddy.
The old arbitrage. There.
Exactly. I'll take the tickets, and then I'm selling them. Let's go to George in Old Town. He's a P1. Hey, George, what's up, buddy?
I like the Bears. I mean, they're plus 500. I can risk 25 to win 125. Justin Fields takes the next step. He understands when they blitz one out of three times, and you win by getting to Brady. Defense does it. Bears win.
Do you think the Bears legitimately have a chance, or you're just buying a lottery ticket? Because you don't buy a lottery ticket and go, yeah, I think I'm going to win the lottery.
I think they have a legitimate chance. The defense is for real. Justin's making strides. They still have, you know, they got the run game. If he can figure it out and do the audibles, which I think he will do because he's great, that, you know, they can give him a real run and win this game.
All right. I hope you're right, George. Have a great weekend, man. We were talking about Allen Robinson. I'm going to read you some names. You tell me if you'd take them over Allen Robinson. You ready?
I'm ready, Cap.
Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
That's one. Davante Adams.
Yes.
That's two. DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes.
Three. Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
DK Metcalf.
Yes.
Okay, that's five. Calvin Ridley.
Yes.
That's six. Justin Jefferson.
Yes.
That's seven. A.J. Brown.
Yes.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yes.
Keenan Allen.
Yes.
Mike Evans.
Yes.
Cooper
Kupp. Yes.
Cuff. Terry McLaurin.
Yes.
Amari Cooper.
Yes.
DJ Moore.
Yes.
Robert Woods.
Yes.
Julio Jones.
Yes.
Chris Godwin.
Yes.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes.
Tyler Lockett.
Yes.
Kenny Golladay.
Yes.
My point is.
My point is, I'll have what she's having.
I mean, I haven't even mentioned Jamar Chase.
Like when I read the phone number earlier today.
Postcoital.
I mean, I even mentioned Jamar Chase.
Now, there's your next level guy there, Jamar Chase, yeah.
Yeah, Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some great players out there.
So, Allen Robinson's career is just tied to bad or underachieving quarterback play. Jacksonville and here.
Again, I'm not trying to be negative on him.
No.
I'm simply saying, doesn't have top-end speed. He doesn't. Anyone who thinks he's a burner, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Mooney, that's a burner.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, another level.
Well, okay. All right. Well, Mooney is a terrific route runner.
Yep.
And a good possession receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's Marty Booker. I don't mean it like that.
No, he's got speed.
Yeah.
He can make a play down the field.
Yeah.
But Allen is not a top-end athlete. He's a good athlete. He runs well. He is not a top-flight, top-10 receiver. I'm not paying him $20 million a year. I'm just not.
My friend, as you take a look at the slate of games for the NFL, I know that you're on it because I get your text messages. So I know you're locked in on week 7.
Yep.
This is not, you know, on the surface, it isn't these eye-popping games like, oh, man, I got to get locked in. I'm looking at Bengals-Ravens. And we'll talk to Carmen at 9:50 for the best trends. But Baltimore is a 6.5-point favorite. And the Bengals are not your daddy's Bengals now because of young quarterback play. You see that there's something there offensively with this team. But Baltimore is a 6.5-point favorite. Is that the best we have in the slate this week? Have you taken a, you taken a look?
The whole slate. I'll bring up the lines. That is a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Bengals team's good, man. And the Bears beating them, that gives the Bears a pretty quality win that maybe we didn't see that happening at the start of the season. Mm-hmm. We're like, they're the Bengals. They stink. Bengals are pretty good.
Yeah. So we'll keep our eyes on that game.
How about the Chiefs at the Titans?
Well, this will tell me about the Chiefs more so than the Titans for me. Because I understand they're 3-3. My issue with Mahomes, as I told you before, Cap, respect the Duke. Stop dropping the football. So have value of the football there in that spot. Like, and I'm not going to turn the page on Patrick Mahomes. I know we're on ESPN and we're supposed to just look at for the next hot thing. And that no, I'm still locked in on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Yeah, they're 500, sure, but it doesn't mean that they're garbage. They're not.
Agreed.
But they can be better. But this game will tell me a lot about the Chiefs on the road against the Titans.
Eagles at Raiders is a good game.
Well, which Raiders are we talking about here? A Raiders team that is now bereft of a bigot?
Correct.
And yet they have new life. They're going to be at home against the Eagles. What do we see there in that spot? I see the Vegas Raiders are a 3-point favorite.
I think they win that game and they cover.
Outright.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think they win that game 4, 5, 6 points.
Do you see a win for the Lion at some point? You know, again, they are on the road against the Rams.
Yeah, no. And they're getting,
16.
16.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They keep it close or no?
Maybe within 16 you can get a backdoor late touchdown. But, no, I think they get drilled.
There was hope there. Hope. Not wins, but hope, right? There was some fight on that Lions team. The Bears game, kind of let go of the rope a little bit. The Viking game, close.
How about the Raven game?
The Raven game,
you're
right there.
They lost on a 66-yard field goal.
But
you're gone.
But you let go of the rope in the Bengals game. Now, here's what I need to know from Jared Goff. Are you going to not – I said Jared Goff, Cap. I said Jared, not Jason.
Correct.
Man.
Come on.
Not him. No, he's not quarterbacking. Jared Goff. I'm about to throw the ball, man, for real. No. No. Not Jason. Jared Goff. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Jared Goff. What does it affect him that Dan Campbell threw him under the bus in the press conference last week? I mean, there was a big sigh. It's like, we need more from Jared. It's like, okay, let's not do that. I mean, there's a lot of problems on this football team. You're going to throw your quarterback under the bus, really? That's why he left the Rams to start with.
Right.
Because he didn't think he was being respected. But he has not
Welcome won, to Detroit.
But Goff has not won a game since he was coached by McVay. He has not won a game since he was coached by McVay. And now here we go. Rams-Lions. How does that turn out?
How about you wake up one day, you have a beautiful home in Marina Del Rey.
Sure.
Beautiful wife. Weather's awesome. Yeah. Coach needs to see you. Hey, we just traded you to Detroit. Excuse me?
Oh, God.
And now you're going to play in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You go, man. Look at this weather. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then you get your head kicked in. You come home and the plane's landing at Detroit Metro.
Yeah.
We're home.
Yeah. Sup, dog?
Sup.
All of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's the NFL. Tyler, do you see this Detroit Lions schedule? Like, Eric, so it's like they're at the Rams on Sunday, against the Eagles, at the Steelers, at the Browns, into Thanksgiving. So I don't know where the next win's coming from.
I don't know either. I mean, you look at this Lions team, and you can say, okay, it's close game, close game, close game.
Yeah.
But at some point, those close games come down to coaching, and is Dan Campbell, does he have enough? At some point, this gets frustrating, and guys might start to check out at a certain point.
Yeah, I think that when you start throwing the leader of the team, Goff under the bus, that's a problem. So we'll watch. We'll see.
Like, if the coach doesn't believe in the quarterback, then who does?
Well, that's right. And that's
his mom.
And we're not even talking about Brett Bielema in that spot.
Exactly.
We're talking about Dan Campbell. Listen, sometimes you just roll the dice and you open your mouth, say things, right? I've said, obviously, a lot of crazy things in my career. When you do it for 30-plus years, you're going to say a lot of crazy things. Same thing with you, pal.
Yep.
We just say some stuff. Like, I remember saying, Troy Tulowitzki is going to be the greatest of all time at shortstop, right? He'll be better than Jeter until he got all those injuries.
Correct.
And he wasn't the greatest of all time. But the same thing, when I tell you about Dan Campbell, before the hire, I say, Cap, that guy's a clown.
Clown.
And I said, funny don't make money. Funny does not win you Super Bowls. Or weird doesn't get you Super Bowls. It's the Belichick.
They're going to bite you in the knees.
Those doesn't work.
No.
That does not work. The Sam Weishes, the Jerry Glanvilles, the Dan Campbells. That doesn't win Super Bowls.
Do you remember the Sam Weish cut? Eric, you got to have this in there. Weish was yelling at the fans in Cincinnati for throwing snowballs.
You don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati.
It's the best.
Yes. That's not in the system.
It is. I think it is. I've played it before. It's in there. Find it. Sam Weish.
But guys like that, they don't win the Super Bowl.
Sidebar, is he still with us?
He is not.
He's not. Okay.
You're asking for a cup from 1989, Cap. It may be in here, but from 1989.
Well,
just so you know.
You're Eric. You know what you're doing.
Not looking for a cut from 1989 is what Eric's doing.
It's funny. It's good. The Bulls returned full capacity tonight for the first time since March of 2020.
Now you know
how much has the vibe in the United Center changed since we last had full stands.
Now you know what I dealt with at night. Eric's like, I'm not looking for that. Find something better. It's like, all right, we'll do that.
Yeah, exactly. Out of my way, I'll do it. Don't send a boy to do a man's job. 312-332-3776.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap J-Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Return to full capacity tonight for the first time since March 2020. They don't teach music at Syracuse there, Tyler.
You're asking the wrong guy here.
I said, what song is this? That's a good song.
It's Rush, is it not?
That's Rush, yes. Very good.
Yes. Flush.
Rush.
Huh?
Rush.
Oh, I see.
And not Limbaugh.
Okay.
He's dead.
Conservative. I know that song.
Wow. Bulls will have a full house tonight. How much has the vibe in the United Center changed since the last time we had full stands, which would have been early March 2020? And it was still the Garpack show.
Well, I know the vibe around Bulls Nation is a lot better than it was, only because there's a feeling of hope. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you could see it now. Before, it was like, okay, we'll roll the dice and see what happens. But when you could see actual veterans in the starting lineup, this is a far cry from seeing cars on the baseline at the United Center, an empty United Center. You got cars there. It was so sad to see empty stands there for the Bulls basketball. Yes, we started to get fans there, but the season had gotten away. Nobody really cared at the end. But I think that around Bulls Nation, I think that there is a feeling of optimism because of what, first of all, Billy Donovan is the head coach, and then having players around Zach LaVine. It's one thing for you and I to say Zach LaVine's a top 25 player and Zach LaVine is great. That's all great, right? But the whole thing that really matters is that you got DeRozan, there's Alonzo Ball, there's Vucevic, there's veterans there that can score, that can help Zach LaVine.
So they had the list of the top 55 NBA players right now, today.
Mm-hmm.
Zach was 37th, highest Bull.
Mm-hmm.
How good do you think he is?
Zach LaVine, I think that we're seeing here, I think that I don't know if he can be much better when you're averaging 25, 26 points a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's who he is. Now, what makes him better is winning,
mm-hmm.
right? How many times over the years have we seen an individual player shine on a crappy team?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, he's an all-star on a crappy team. It's what Reggie Theus told me on SiriusXM NBA Radio when we worked together. I played that audio for you when I asked Reggie, I said, Reggie, what's it like to be the best player on a bad team? He goes, it's lonely. He says, yeah, I had a fun time on Rush Street. Yeah, you know, I was, you know, getting it in, I had a great time. But when I got to basketball, that's when things went down for me.
Correct.
Like, I was up when we were, you know, spending a lot of times at restaurants and in high places and low places as a Chicago Bull. But, man, the basketball wasn't great because the talent around me wasn't very good. I knew we weren't a playoff team. So he says the worst thing is to be the best player on a bad team.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
So Zach is being asked a year ago, 2 years ago, hey, Zach, can you facilitate the offense through you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you please defend a perimeter player who's usually exceptionally good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we need you to score 25, 30 a game. And then people go, well, he turns it over too much because you're asking him to do too much. Now Lonzo has the ball in his hands. He wasn't great, I thought, in game one, Lonzo. He was fine.
He's all right.
But Vooch hit a big shot, even though he wasn't great from the floor. 15 points, 15 rebounds at the go-ahead three.
He had some issues with the officials early.
It was 57-56. Vooch knocks down a three. It's 59-57. And here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bulls end up winning the game. And Zach had, what, 34? He was really good. What impressed me the most was their connectivity defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And go watch the tape back. And watch the possessions, late in Detroit possessions, how many shots were challenged. It was really, really pretty impressive.
Got their hands in there, stole the basketball. Ayo Dosunmu is a guy that I'm glad that they drafted.
Yep.
Like the late Jerry Krause would have, if he could, he would just stay away from Chicago players. That was his edict for a long time.
Except for Eddie Curry.
Yeah, well, that was at the end. That's what he didn't want. He didn't necessarily want Chicago players until he had Eddie Curry because his mama had big hands.
And big feet.
And big feet. Oh, the mama, big hands. Like, Jerry, enough. Stop talking about that guy's mother. Embarrassment. Just an embarrassment.
And remember when he got caught riding a mini bike around Highland Park?
Yes.
I will not throw under the bus the Chicago media person because he got mad at me. Yeah. Why'd you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Who happened to be out and said, who's that 6'11 dude that's riding on a mini bike?
Mm-hmm.
And said to Pax, your guy is going to get himself hurt. He's riding around on a mini bike.
Right.
And he came into the Birdo. Pax is waiting, goes, your contract, you can't ride a little mini motorcycle around Highland Park. How'd you know? I got eyes everywhere. Yeah.
That's right. So I'm optimistic, Cap, and I know that those will look at this and say, and I heard Barkley say that the Bulls are top five. Did Shaq say they're top five, too?
Shaq's a top three.
No shot. They're not that. You know why? If I said they're top three and they're not top three, I'll be disappointed.
Correct.
So I'm just trying to curb my enthusiasm by saying that they will be a top eight team. They won't be in the play-in game. They'll be in the playoffs.
Right. Now, if you told me they finished 7-8, I would be disappointed. I think they're more talent there than that.
Mm-hmm. Tyler, do I have that right? I think that they are a top eight team. And tell me where I'm wrong here when I look at the regular season, right? So it starts with the Nets or Milwaukee, however you look at it. I mean, with the Nets, I don't know what they are. That's why they put any money on the Nets, because I don't know, as far as the future, I put no money on them because I don't know when Kyrie is coming. Is he going to play?
And I think the Bucks are the best team in the East. They weren't last night. They were horrific last night.
I guess. I don't know.
That happens.
I don't know. Like, with the Nets, I don't know. I know the Bucks are good. So at least those two teams. Okay, Miami, Atlanta, Philadelphia, the Knicks. Hell of a game against the Celtics the other night.
Philadelphia's a mess right now.
No, but I mean,
they're
talented.
But they still have Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
They were, Simmons was ineffective for a lot last year, and they still have Joel Embiid.
But last year we watched, didn't Joel Embiid get 50 against us?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a career high.
Correct. Yep. And then Giannis had just monster games, and it was bully ball. Just get it to the big guy, and we don't have anyone that could stop him. Mm-hmm. Wendell Carter or whoever we were trying.
Yeah.
We got men now.
That hasn't changed. We don't have low post defense. Say, what are you talking about? Vucevic is going to defend Joel Embiid?
One-on-one.
They got hair on their chest. No, that doesn't matter. They don't have low post defense. We've been talking about how their defense is going to be brutal this year. They got a couple on the ball.
Their defense their front with connectivity court defender is going to be better. I do. I think as a whole, the defense is going to be better.
But they don't have a guy. Still a glaring weakness as a rim protector on
this
team.
Yes, they do not have a rim protector. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I think the Bulls are a little small, and I'm okay with that if the other team's small too. Like, but they don't have.
Isaiah Stewart, you can get away with that. Joel Embiid, you can't.
Yeah. I just think they're a little, the Bulls are a little small and don't have a rim protector, but they do have a big that can give you a double-double every night.
But you do have to do a better job than denying passes into the low post, pressuring the ball to make the pass into the post that much more difficult. Again, I'm not telling you that they've got some 7-4 guy down there that can defend Joel Embiid by himself. Mm-hmm. That means you got to play connected basketball.
Yeah. So do I have that right, Tyler? Like 76ers, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Knicks, Atlanta, Miami. And then I think the Bulls are in there. Like, I don't know what the Celtics are this year under Udoka. Wizards won't be in the playoffs. Pacers are interesting. I don't know if they're going to top eight team. LaMelo really showed some signs the other night. I really loved his game. But then, like, Toronto, Cleveland, Orlando, Detroit, that's the
bottom of the barrel. I would say, yeah, they're probably six or seven, but I think of all that bunch, they probably have the best chance to leapfrog because of the potential that they have on their team. Would you agree with that?
I would say that, yes. I would say that. There's always a one sneaky team that might get in there. But, of course, there's always the play-in game, too. Maybe Charlotte and Indiana will be part of that. But I really believe the Bulls are, at the very least, a top-eight team.
You have a chance to get off to a really good start because you're favored tonight by 7 at home, and they don't have their best player in Zion Williamson.
They'll take care of the Pelicans. That's no problem.
So if they beat the Pelicans, they get Detroit at home tomorrow.
They'll take care of
okay,
Detroit.
All of a sudden, if that happens, you're off to a 2-0 tonight, and then you go into tomorrow's game hoping to get to 3-0, and then you go to Toronto, who's not a very good team, and then you get the Knicks here. Tough. That will be a tough test.
Tough.
So we'll see how it all goes. One at a time.
Yeah. But I'm optimistic because they have veterans around Zach LaVine. It is so difficult for LaVine to get to where he needs to be alone. And I don't feel like he's alone now.
Agreed. We'll see how this whole thing shakes out. But it's going to be a fun season. I'm excited to watch that game tonight. And then we have a hockey team that's the other tenant in the United Center full time. And they're awful. Worst start in 22 seasons. They get Detroit here on Sunday, then they play Toronto here next Wednesday, then they go on the road to Carolina and St. Louis. That could give them a chance to start. If they don't beat Detroit, there's a strong chance they're starting 0-9. 0-9.
Mike Thomas was there, though, yesterday.
He was.
Hi.
Hi.
Still in town. Are you sure that you're no longer here? He's still around. He's still hanging around, like
our guy.
You can't, but you gotta eventually go to your next job, unless you're just gonna stay here, Mike. You just can't just be hanging around. Hi, oh wait a minute, there's a Hawks game. Aren't you supposed to be in Boston? Like, he's still hanging around.
They have a hockey team too.
I understand that. Like, he's still hanging around though. I'm seeing his Instagrams, like, hi, Hawks, hi. Like, what? No, hi. Get out of here. You're supposed to be gone.
Right. Hoodie wants your tickets.
Unless you want to stay. If you want to stay, that's fine.
Come on back.
Just still hanging around the United Center, though.
There you go.
Going to the Bulls game tonight. Hi. Wait a minute.
Our Big Ten game of the week is next. Be caller 23 right now for your chance to win a trip to the Big Ten championship game. That's right. You heard me right. Be caller 23, 312-332-3776 right now for your chance to win a trip to the Big Ten Championship game. It's one of the coolest giveaways we've had in a while. 312-332-3776. Be right back.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Hawaiian.
Hey, this hour brought to you by Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana, Acura Dealers. Precision Performance, one test drive, and you'll see how Acura beats the competition. Get started at ChicagoAcuraDealers.com. So we do a thing now called the Big Ten Game of the Week. Yeah. My partner picks the game, and we dissect said matchup. We qualify one person a week for six straight weeks. Got great odds, and then one person's name is pulled out of the hopper, and you go on an all-expense-paid trip to the Big Ten title game in Indianapolis. They're going to put you up for a couple nights. They're going to get you two really good tickets, and they're going to get you to a big-time party before the game, 3 hours before the game, all your food, all your drink. It's a great little getaway.
I know a place where you can get great seafood in Indianapolis. What's the name of that place?
Well, they have steaks, and they have amazing seafood. The shrimp cocktail will blow your head off. It's called St. Elmo's.
That's correct.
So our old engineer at GN for the Northwestern games, a guy named Matt Bolts, he's now the engineer of the Astros radio network.
What, I'm sorry, what team for?
The Northwestern Wildcats.
No. The Northwestern Wildcats are down 15! Timeout! I have a chance to get back in the game. And it's got me excited.
There you go. What are you doing, Dave Edit? Always makes us laugh.
And the Wildcats are down 35-7.
Hanging in there.
It might be some momentum there. I can't see the game, but Edit says it's pretty good.
He's the best. I love that dude.
I wish I was that good doing play-by-play. He's the best.
He's amazing.
He's the best.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway, we go to St. Elmo's for dinner. Me, Edit, Matt Bolts, our engineer, we're doing the Big Ten tournament.
Yep.
Matt dips his French bread into the cocktail sauce. And as he's putting it in his mouth, he goes, I hate spicy. I like very mild things. And it looks at me. Matt puts a piece of bread in his mouth. And all of a sudden, you see his face turning redder and redder. It will blow your head off with all the horseradish in it. I love it. So did Dave.
Yeah.
Matt nearly died. Yes.
So the game of the week here, the Big Ten game of the week right now, my friend, the best I could find is Wisconsin against Purdue. A game will be at Purdue. The number 25 Boilermakers taking on the...
What are they playing for in that game? Not the old Oaken Bucket or the Sweet Sue Tomahawk. What is it?
No, it's the Steve Oaken Bucket. But it is the Badgers against the Boilermakers, and the Boilermakers are the number 25 team in the country. And so Wisconsin is ranked number 2 nationally on total defense. But the thing is, though, is that you see this team, they have won 14 straight in this series. And I think that Wisconsin, when you think about what they've gone through, Cap, they have lost 8 straight against ranked opponents, with the last win coming against Minnesota in 2019. Now, Badgers quarterback Graham Mertz has thrown 7 interceptions and 2 touchdown passes this season. Purdue has not beaten Wisconsin since 2003, hasn't beaten the Badgers at home since 1997. That's the first year of Joe Tiller back then. So this will be, I think, the most interesting game on the slate. Wisconsin is a 3.5-point favorite. I like Purdue to win the game outright in this game. No question about that. I think Purdue wins the game on the money line for this one.
Have you told Merkin that? Because he can't be happy as a Wisconsin grad.
You know what? These days, I think Merk would agree. I think he's fed up with this team. I think he's had enough. Of Wisconsin.
He's ready for basketball. I think that's where he's at.
I think that's
he's on
too.
The basketball.
He's on to the swing offense. Of Wisconsin basketball. So I like Purdue to win the game, Cap, outright, at home.
We will find out. George Karlaftis, he is one of the best sack guys in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
He's a defensive end, 4 sacks through 6 games. And the Purdue defense has allowed just 9 touchdowns, second fewest among Big Ten teams.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be the Big Ten game of the week.
All right, brought to you by our great friends at Dr. Pepper. And did we have a winner there, Tyler?
Yes, Brian Shanahan is in the hopper.
Brian Shanahan, congratulations. Your dad, Mike, was a hell of a football coach. Brother, Kyle, doing a good job out in San Francisco. The record may not show it, but that's what they say. So, Brian, good luck to you, buddy.
That's not the same Shanahan.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure it's not, yes.
So you're saying there's a chance if it's pretty sure.
Well, I mean, you know, you had a read there about that earlier, didn't you?
Yeah.
Birth Finder.
Birthfinder.com.
Maybe
excuse me. Is Jay Rosenzweig the private investigator there? Could you check in and see if Brian Shanahan's related to Mike or Kyle?
Yes, I think that could be the case. Get the guy on the case. That very well could be the but, you know, again, that's the best game I could find in the Big Ten this week. I would have gone Illinois, Penn State, but I was trying to keep listeners.
All right. Wow. Big Ten Game of the Week, sponsored by Dr. Pepper. Well, at least Brett Bielema is not running the place around here. He'd come in and just start firing on everybody. Not my fault!
Yeah, that's not right.
He's the worst.
That's not right.
How are you judging Matt Nagy against the Bucks now that he's not calling plays. How are you judging Matt? 312-332-3776. Back in 2 minutes.